From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast podcast. This is episode 3. I'm Ryan Finley, sports editor here at the Arizona Daily Star, and I'm joined by the legend himself, Greg Hansen. Greg, the big story in Tucson today is the fact that Arizona is spending $300,000 to build a statue of Lute Olson out in front of McHale Center. Lute told our Bruce Pascoe yesterday that his statue could be the first in what is kind of a statue row on the north side of McHale. We were talking right before we went on air about more people who we could include on that list. You had mentioned Jerry Kindle. Have I told you my Jerry Kindle story, by the way?
No.
It's one of my favorite stories in the world. I was like 27 and doing TV because I was covering football for us, right? I would go show up on the Fox 11 Sports for us with Vinny Vanzetta every Sunday. Oh, yeah. And he brought in kind of a rotating crew of old coaches. So one week, you know, it'd be Larry Smith, who I loved. And then it'd be Jerry Kindle. We were talking U of A baseball in there one night. And we're sitting around waiting to go on. And he goes, "Ryan, you know, how are you?" I go, "Oh, I'm okay." He goes, "What's wrong?" I go, "I'm a little anxious." He goes, "Why?" I go, "Well, the engagement ring I bought my girlfriend showed up today. And I'm going to propose tomorrow night." And it was funny. The look he gave me was sort of surprise and happiness and pride. Yeah. And, I mean, he's just Jerry Kindle. He was the first person here, I think, I had told about it, kind of outside of my family. And the next time I saw him, he's like, "Well, Ryan, did she say yes?" You know? And of all people, he's one of those guys that I always felt like I could open up to and somebody who was a really good listener. Just as a guy. I'm sure that's why he was such a good coach.
I had a similar story about that. Mm-hmm. We used to cover U of A baseball, all their road games when mm-hmm. I started here, mm-hmm. even non-conference games. Mm-hmm. And one weekend we were at UCLA, mm-hmm. and the sports information director at the time, Mike Parkinson, was mm-hmm. going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And we were getting ready to go to a game on a Sunday afternoon at UCLA, and I was walking with Mike, and Jerry walked up behind mm-hmm. us and said, "Mike, do you have a minute?" in that booming voice yeah. of his. Mike said, "What's up?" And he said, "I want to talk to you." And he took him into a room for mm-hmm. 20 minutes and counseled him mm-hmm. on, "Can I help you get wow. through this? What can I do?" I mean, the game was an hour away.
Wow.
And here he is helping the sports information director get through his divorce.
That's fantastic. So Jerry Kindle's on our list. He's number yeah. one. Who's yeah. number two?
Sooner or later, Mike Candrea.
Yep.
8 national championships. But would you build his statue at the stadium or at the McHale Center?
Right. And do you build it now or do you wait until after he retires? Yeah. I mean, my goodness, he just signed a new extension that will pay him more money than he's ever made
yeah.
as an Arizona coach. He's, I think, certainly a long-term guy there. Are there any athletes who we'd put on there?
Well, the most recognizable athlete in U of A history is now Steve Kerr.
Yes. It was not Steve Kerr 10 years ago,
right.
I don't think. Go ahead.
The Warriors have put him above Sean Elliott mm-hmm. and Teddy Bruschi mm-hmm. and Gronk.
Gronk belongs in the conversation. Yeah. He's not in the statue-building conversation because he didn't do enough here, but he's as recognizable an athlete as there is.
Sure. He's the most recognizable U of A athlete in the world, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. For better and worse. I mean, yeah. for reasons that are good and bad.
Yeah.
I think that he's as – I mean, my goodness, he was on Family Guy. He and his brothers moved next door to the Griffins on Family Guy. We can talk later about Family
wow,
Guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was on Family Guy. I mean, I would put him there. You know, Steve Kerr, and it's funny with Steve Kerr, this sort of newfound celebrity that he has as a coach hasn't – I'm not sure people are lining up to anoint him the best X's and O's man in the league. I think he's just so dang likable. Yeah. He comes off as a really cool guy.
Well, surprise. I mean, yeah. he was like that from the day he walked onto campus.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve Kerr, if you're going to build a statue of a U of A athlete, mm-hmm. it's got to be Steve Kerr.
It's got to be Steve Kerr. Okay, so there's three. Maybe four if we count Candrea. Does Sean Elliott belong in there?
The fact that he's from Cholla High School, mm-hmm. was a national player of the year to the Final Four. He started everything. Mm-hmm. It's just that he's kind of, because he lives in San Antonio and he doesn't come back and he's not as visible as Steve, mm-hmm. he's kind of a new generation of people don't really know who he is.
Right, which is crazy because for a while, I mean, he was the guy who put, oh. I mean, 30 years ago this week, he was the most recognizable human being in Tucson.
Right, and then he had a terrific pro career, mm-hmm. had a kidney replaced.
Sure.
Hit the big shot to help win the championship. Mm-hmm. And he's a really good person.
Yeah.
He would be on the list.
Okay. Do you include, just rapid fire here.
All right.
Dick Tomey.
I like Dick Tomey so much, I have to say yes.
Okay. Larry Smith.
I like him so much, I have to say yes, but he was only the coach here for 7 years.
Okay. Andy Lopez.
Oh, he won the national championship.
He did.
You were really close to Andy Lopez.
I like Andy Lopez a lot. I don't know if he was good enough for a long enough period of time here to be in the build a statue category.
Yeah, but, I'm glad you said that, not me.
But if it was the statue of fantastic human beings, he and Jerry Kindle are one and two on that list. What about somebody like Teddy Bruschi?
He's the most visible football player other than for mm-hmm. performance. Mm-hmm. In a U of A career, mm-hmm. Teddy is the most visible. In True. Fact, last night, the Pac-12 Network, mm-hmm. in their series on top 12 at each school, chose mm-hmm. Teddy number one.
Wow.
I would have probably picked Ricky Hunley or Chuck Cecil.
Right.
But it's too close to call.
Right.
Chuck Cecil, he's the most well-known football player, I think, because of his one play.
Right, right. I think that he's the most, he is the best football player in Arizona football history. I would still argue that Gronk or Bruschi probably more well known.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah. What about, here's two good ones. Here's two good ones. Frank Bush.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. What he did for 20 years as a swimming mm-hmm. coach mm-hmm. probably goes beyond, it goes right there with what Luke did.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a men's and women's team.
Annika Sorenstam.
Best female golfer in history.
Mm-hmm.
Lorena
Ochoa.
One of the top five women's golfers in history.
Jenny Finch.
Wow. She's still the face of softball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so we've just spent $100 million of the U of A's dollars building 300,000 statues. Or my math is terrible. Yeah. $10 million. But Lute Olson, I think we would all agree, whether he stands alone or whether he's joined by 12 other people, needs to be the first.
That's the best way to put it.
Right?
Easily the first, and he could stand alone. Mm-hmm. But if you choose to go the route of mm-hmm. branching out,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Jenny Finch.
Lute Olson turns 83 next month. How important is it to him, do you think, to see this done while he is still with us?
I think he will be emotional, which I've almost never seen him emotional.
Right.
I think it will be about a day that means as much to him as any in his life,
mm-hmm.
other than family issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he will embrace it so much,
mm-hmm.
he won't just shrug it off and mm-hmm. smile and go, oh, thank you. I mm-hmm. mean, it'll get to him.
You know, while I've got you here, I have to bring this up. I love Lute Olson, when he talked to our Bruce Pascoe yesterday, mentioned this. And it was, he was so grateful for you pushing this. I mean, you pushed this 16 months ago, 18 months ago. And not to say it was your idea or our idea.
Hell yeah.
But, I mean, you kept something that was a relatively minor issue in the forefront, and now it has gotten done. Why did you think it was important to get this thing done ASAP?
When I went to a Haas Pavilion at Cal,
mm-hmm.
I walked in. They changed where the locker rooms are now, where you go do your interviews. And mm-hmm. I walked past a part of the pavilion I'd never been in before mm-hmm. downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place where boosters go to drink beer after games, mm-hmm. before games.
Right.
And there was a big statue of Pete Newell there.
Ooh.
A statue. Life-size statue. And it was so prominent. It just mm-hmm. caught my attention. And so I immediately went back to my computer and looked. I knew Pete Newell had won the national title at Cal in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
And So I looked up how many years he coached at Cal. Mm-hmm. 4 years. Put up a statue to him. And I thought, wow, Pete Newell has a statue and Lute Olson doesn't? Other than John Wooden, I mean, there's no question Lute Olson's the second best basketball coach in the league's history.
Oh, no question. Yeah.
And what it meant to Tucson, mm-hmm. just as an image changer. Mm-hmm. And I'd thought of it long before that. What are they going to do someday?
Right. But enough time had passed, I think, that whatever hurt feelings existed between Lute and the administration right. after his departure, I mean, we're now two athletic directors away from that.
Yeah.
Or one athletic director. I forget. Was it? Wait, he quit when Byrne was here? Or no?
No, he quit with Livengood.
Yeah. Livengood. So we are now two athletic directors away.
Yeah.
The number of people working in McHale right now who were at McHale during Lute's heyday is probably 10.
Yes.
12.
Yes.
We've almost cycled over an entirely new generation of people since then. In that regard, I think it is important to keep to get that statue built so his name is out there forever. I mean, you and I assume everybody knows who Lute Olson is. If you're a student, say a college freshman, you weren't alive when they won their national championship.
I've tried to put it in that perspective for myself mm-hmm. by going back to being that age and trying to think of a coach from the 40s mm-hmm. and phew, right over my head.
Yeah, absolutely. That's crazy. It's crazy. Well, I think it's a well-deserved honor. I'm surprised that it took the U of A this long to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you get for $300,000, but it'd probably be a pretty kick-ass statue.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's well done.
That'll do it for this episode of the Wildcast. Greg Hansen, thank you for coming in. I hope we can make this a semi-regular thing.
Oh, yeah.
Next time, we'll be in a little bit of a nicer room. Maybe we'll have some actual professional recording equipment. then after that, we'll start to sneak in the light beer. What do you think?
Well, this apple today just doesn't do it.
It doesn't do it. That apple's certainly not cold enough.
No.
So, all right, that'll do it. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.